Title: Finishing Tracks Faster for Faster Workflow Beginner. All right, let's talk about finishing drum and bass tracks faster in Ableton Live as a beginner without sacrificing the vibe. Because here's the truth. Finishing isn't about having some magical talent boost. It's mostly about making decisions, building a repeatable workflow, and putting limits around your session so you don't accidentally spend 2 hours auditioning hi-hats. By the end of this lesson, you're not trying to create the greatest DNB track of your life. You're building a finished version 1, a shareable sketch that plays from start to end, as a clear structure, and sounds clean enough that someone can actually judge the idea. Think 1 minute 30 to 2.5 minutes. Rolling drums, sub and mid bass, a simple intro to drop to breakdown to drop, and a few quick transition moments so it feels like a real tune. Let's do it. First, step 0, your finish fast rules. These are non-negotiable. Rule 1, set a timer. 90 minutes for a full version 1 arrangement. Not a loop. Not 8 bars. A full playthrough. Rule 2, sound limit. You get 8 main tracks before you start adding ear candy. The goal is focus. Most unfinished tracks are just too many maybe ideas stacked up. Rule 3, no endless browsing. Give yourself 5 minutes to pick drums. Then commit. If you keep auditioning, you're basically avoiding writing. Rule 4, export something today. Even if it's rough, this is how pros work. They ship versions. Now step 1, build a DNB template in Ableton. You do this once, then you reuse it forever. Set your tempo to a typical DNB range, like 172 to 176 BPM. I recommend setting 174 as your default. Then create your tracks and color code them so your eyes instantly understand the session. You want a drum bus group, then separate tracks for kick, snare or clap, break, and percussion or hats. Then bass sub, bass mid, a music track for pads or stabs, and an FX track for risers and impacts. And add 2 return tracks, a short reverb and a delay. For the reverb return, use hybrid reverb in algorithmic mode. Keep it shortish, around 1.2 to 1.8 seconds decay. Roll off some highs with a high cut around 7 to 10k, and keep dry wet at 100% because it's a return. For the delay return, use echo. Set the time to 1/8 or 1/4, feedback around 15 to 30%, and filter it so it doesn't clutter your low end. High pass around 200 Hz and low pass around 8k. Dry wet at 100% again, since it's a return. Now on your drum bus group, add a simple chain that makes everything feel blue without you mixing for an hour. EQ 8 first, put a gentle high pass around 25 to 30 Hz. If it sounds boxy, a small dip around 250 to 400 can help. Then glue compressor, attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. You're aiming for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This is not supposed to crush. It's just cohesion. Then a saturator with 1 to 3 dB of drive, soft clip-on, optionally a limiter at the end just as a safety while sketching. When you've done this once, save the entire live set as a template. That one move is a massive speed upgrade. Now step 2, and this is the big mindset shift. Build the drop loop first. Beginners often start with the intro and then run out of energy before they ever write a drop. We're doing the opposite. Start where the energy is. An 8-bar drop loop is your engine. Let's build drums quickly. On the kick track, choose a short punchy kick, not a long boomy one that will fight your sub. An EQ 8. If it's muddy, cut a little around 250 Hz. If it needs weight, a gentle boost around 50 to 70 can help, but keep it subtle. Then add drum bus. Drive somewhere around 5 to 15%. Boom at 0 to 10, be careful. Transients plus 5 up to plus 20 if you need extra snap. On the snare track, choose a snare with a strong crack around 180 to 220 Hz and some snap in the 2 to 5k area. High pass it gently around 120 Hz. Then send a little bit to your reverb return, like 5 to 12%. You want space, not a washy mess. Now the break track. This is where the jungle energy and movement comes from. Drop in a classic break sample, a minish, or any chopped break vibe you like. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve transients. Adjust the transient amount until it grooves. Then high pass the break somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz so it doesn't fight your kick and sub. Here's a simple mental model. The break gives movement, the kick and snare give impact. Cool. Now bass. Sub bass first. Use operator. Oscillator as a sine wave. If your bass line moves between notes and you want that slide, add a little glide or portamento, but optional. Put in a EQ8 and low pass around 120 to 180 Hz. The sub should be clean and boring. That's a compliment. Add utility and turn mono on. Sub must be mono. For the mid bass, use wavetable or operator. Pick something simple, saw or square based. If you add unison, keep it controlled, like 2 to 4 voices. Big unison can blur your groove fast. Then build a simple mid bass chain, saturator first. Drive around 3 to 8 dB, soft clip on. Then auto filter for movement, maybe a low pass or notch with a subtle LFO. Then EQ 8 to high pass around 120 to 180, so it stays out of the sub range. And then a compressor for sidechain. Now sidechain both sub and mid to the kick. Add a compressor, enable sidechain. Choose kick as the input, ratio 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 3 milliseconds, release around 60 to 120 milliseconds and tune it to the groove. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. At this point you have the essentials of a drop loop, drums, movement, sub weight, mid character, and headroom. Now step 3. Turn 8 bars into a full arrangement using A and B blocks. This is the biggest finishing hack. Go to arrangement view. Create markers for sections. Intro, 16 bars. Build, 8 bars. Drop A, 32 bars. Breakdown, 16 bars. Drop B, 32 bars. Outro, 8 to 16 bars. And now you duplicate your 8-bar drop loop to fill drop A. 32 bars is simply 4 copies. Now you carve other sections by removing elements, not adding new ones. For the intro, remove the sub, keep maybe a filtered mid-bass or a pad, and reduce the drums. Hats and a filtered break are often enough. Remember, intros are functional, not pretty. Their job is DJ-friendly and building expectation for the drop. For the build, add tension with something simple, increasing hats, a snare roll or automation that opens a filter over those 8 bars. For the breakdown, strip it back, filter the break, keep atmosphere and maybe the hint of bass, but think reset, not new song. Keep one anchor element so the listener doesn't feel lost. For drop B, bring back the full drop, but change one key element, just one. Swap the bass rhythm, add a new fill, change the break slice, or use an alternate mid-bass patch. Here's a rule that saves careers. Each section changes 1 to 2 things max. Too many changes creates complexity, and complexity creates unfinished projects. Now step 4. Variation, fast. You're going to avoid adding new tracks and instead use 4 tools. Tool 1. Mute automation. Drop the kick for 1 bar right before a phrase change. Instant impact. Tool 2. Fills every 8 or 16 bars. Could be a snare fill. Could be a quick break chop. Half a bar is plenty. Tool 3. Filter automation. Put auto filter on the break or hats and open it slightly at transitions. That tiny motion makes the track feel arranged. Tool 4. Reverb and delay throws. Automate the send to your reverb or delay for one snare hit at the end of an 8-bar phrase. Just one hit. That's how you get ear candy without losing an afternoon. If you want an advanced but still beginner-friendly trick, do phrase toggles. Every 8 bars, for 1 bar only, remove one element. Remove kick. Remove sub. Mute the break or go hats only. DNB feels professional when something happens on phrase boundaries. Another quick one. Ghost snares. Put a quiet snare hit 1/16th or 1/8th before beat 3 occasionally, like every 16 bars. It creates forward pull without a big fill. Now, I want to add some coaching tools that keep you from spiraling. First, decision points. Put 3 locators in your arrangement named drop works, arrangement works, and export works. When you hit one, you answer yes or no. If it's no, you don't add new parts. You fix the minimum required, usually 1 or 2 edits, then keep moving forward. Second, create a done list track. Literally make a blank MIDI track called done, and name clips with quick notes like done, kick level, done, sub mono, done. Intro has space. This stops you from reopening problems you already solved. Third, the 2 browser rule. You only get 2 sound sources per category. For drums, your DNB drum folder plus 1 drum rack. For bass, operator and wavetable. If it's not there, you commit anyway. The limitation protects momentum. Fourth, fix later lanes. If you notice something like harsh hats or muddy bass while you're writing, do not stop and mix. Drop a locator that says fix later. Hats harsh at 105 and keep building sections. Mixing mid-writing is the number one way beginners lose the song. Now step 5. Quick mix prep, so it feels finished. You're not doing a final mix. You're making it playable and clear. Start with the kick peaking around -10 to -8 dB. Bring in the snare until it feels equal impact. Then bring in the bass until it feels strong but it's not flattening the kick. The break usually sits behind the main drums, often at 6 to 12 dB lower relative to the punchy kick and snare. On the master, use a limiter with the ceiling at minus 1 dB. Don't chase loudness. Just prevent clipping while you work. And now a huge time saver. Freeze and flatten. If a bass patch is good enough, freeze it. If you're done tweaking, flatten it. This commits the sound and removes the temptation to tweak forever. If flattening feels scary, use a safer commit workflow. Freeze the track. Duplicate it and mute the duplicate as a safety copy, then flatten the original. Now your session gets lighter and faster, but you can still recover if you regret it later. Also, group early into three faders, drums, bass, and music plus FX. If you can balance these three groups and the master doesn't clip, you're already most of the way to a presentable version 1. Quick extra check, sub consistency. Put spectrum on the master and watch the low end when kick and sub hit together. If some sub notes jump way louder than others, a gentle limiter on the sub track, just catching peaks, can save you from chasing sub balance for an hour. This is a speed move for version 1, not a perfect solution forever. And if hats feel harsh, don't start auditioning new samples. Add auto filter low pass around 10 to 14k, and maybe automate it slightly between sections. You'll keep the brightness but stop the ear fatigue. Now step 6, export a version 1 and move on. Export as WAV. Sample rate 44.1 or 48k. Match your project. 24-bit. Normalize off. Render the whole track. Dither off unless you're doing 16-bit. Name it something like track name V1 174 BPM date.wav. That naming matters because it creates a version habit. Tomorrow you improve version 1. You don't restart. Before we wrap up, here are the common mistakes that slow beginners down, so you can catch yourself in real time. Loop prison. Staying on 8 bars for hours without arranging. Preset surfing, auditioning 200 bass presets instead of writing one bass line. Too many tracks, 30 channels of maybe equals no finished song. Mixing too early, trying to perfect EQ before the arrangement exists. No structure, DNB needs phrase logic. 8, 16, 32 bar changes keep energy moving. Overcomplicated bass. A lot of heavy DNB is actually simple patterns plus automation and resampling. Now let's end with a quick practice routine you can repeat. Set a 30-minute challenge. This audio version is shortened for playback.